It's the morning mix, and it's time for Florida or anywhere else in the world. Player number one representing Orlando, it's Jason. Good morning, Jason. You get a coach. Do you want Dana or Adam this morning?
Let's do Adam.
Hey, wow. He wants to win.
I won last week.
Yeah. You had to think about it.
Are you sure?
I did. I had a great player.
Jessica and Castleberry, good morning. You're going to have Dana as your coach today.
All right. Boys against girls. I'm
there
ready.
We go.
Come on, right. Jessica.
All right. Gentlemen, you're going first on this one.
Okay.
I'm not sure. One of the joys of being a parent is having a tiny criminal accomplice. So this is a new one. Police are looking for a guy who used his toddler to steal a bunch of prizes from an arcade machine at a mall on Friday night. The game is kind of like one of those claw machines, but instead you drop a metal claw, like for the stuffed animals.
Yeah.
This one, you drop a pair of scissors and it cuts a string.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those.
That holds a prize.
Yeah.
It's like impossible. I've seen one of these games too, mm-hmm. to win. Some of the prizes they have there are like Nintendo Switch, like really expensive prizes.
iPhones. Yeah, I've seen that.
But because there's big prizes, there's also a big prize slot on the machine. So what'd this guy do? He had his young daughter crawl through the hole, climb up inside the machine, and pass him a bunch of toys, electronics, and gift cards, and then they took off.
Oh.
Well, while he's doing it in the middle of a mall, a whole bunch of people are sitting there videoing him doing this, holding the trap door open for his daughter. So now the cops basically got him. They just got to catch him now. But they've got video of the guy in his face and his kid.
It's horrible.
Yeah, right? That is horrible.
Terrible dad.
Wow.
Do we get to claim him in Florida or anywhere else in the world? Jason?
Yes.
What do you think? Did this happen in Florida or any other state in the world?
Florida.
Florida. All right. What do you think, Jessica?
I'm going to say, I don't know. This is a toughie. Dana?
Yeah, I'm hoping it's anywhere else in the world. Who wants this guy?
I know. I'm hoping so, too. So I'm going to go with that.
All right. Anywhere else in the world. And this actually took place in New Hampshire.
See?
Yes.
You should have used your coach. Wow. I knew that.
He's fighting with his player already.
Right?
I knew it was somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. All right. Over to you, Jessica. You'll start with this one. This crime so sloppy, you almost feel like this guy wanted to actually get caught. He's 35 years old. His name is Dustin. He broke into a liquor store last month, stole $300 from the register, but somehow he wound up leaving his gray t-shirt behind. What was in his gray t-shirt? His name was printed on it. Cops already had him on file.
So going to camp?
I don't. Okay. All they had to do is track him down. But before they could, he already broke into another gas station and stole a 4-pack of beer. He didn't leave behind his personalized shirt that time, but he did leave his fingerprints everywhere. So he was just formally charged with 2 counts of felony burglary. And now he's looking up to 25 years in prison for leaving his shirt behind.
For stealing.
$300.
Yeah. Idiot. Jessica, do we get to claim him in Florida or anywhere else in the world?
Unfortunately, Dana, I think this is in Florida. For some reason, I just got a feeling.
Okay.
She's okay.
Yes, no. I'm with you. We'll go Florida.
It just sounds like one of those ridiculous stories you hear on the news.
Yeah.
Where you just, like, facepalm instantly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jason, what do you think?
I'd say anywhere else in the world.
All right. And this took place in Wisconsin.
Yes.
Nice.
Just like I thought.
Okay.
Wisconsin.
Sure
he needed some beer for his cheese.
I guess. Yeah. Actually sounds delicious right
it
now.
It does.
Anyway, we're tied at 1-1. It goes back to you, Jason, on this one. Some people, you see a police officer, you panic and immediately like, am I doing anything wrong?
That's Dana.
And your chances of doing something dumb skyrocket. Dana's biggest fear is going to jail, by the
way. Right.
There's a guy who was driving down the highway last Thursday when he saw a DUI checkpoint up ahead, and he was worried that he would fail the breathalyzer, so he bailed.
Oh.
He actually parked his van on the side of the road, left it there, and tried to get away by jumping off an overpass.
What?
Well, he wound up breaking his leg.
Oh.
Yeah. And the cops ended up getting him to the hospital. But the dumbest part is that he wasn't even drunk. He told the police that he had actually gone out the night before drinking and was so worried that there might still be alcohol in his system.
Bless his heart.
That paranoid. He jumped off the bridge and they actually gave him a test at the hospital. He was 100% bone sober. Nothing.
Poor guy.
So now he's got a broken leg, which I guess all the cops can sign his cast, but now it's not clear if he's facing any charges for fleeing police or not.
Of course he is.
He just added on a charge.
Don't run.
Aw.
So do we get to claim this guy?
Fleeing. I mean, they weren't in pursuit.
Right.
So I don't know if that's fleeing.
Oh, you're the nicest judge in the world.
Yeah.
Right? Do we get to claim him in Florida or anywhere else in the world, Jason?
You want some help from your coach?
Yeah, what do you think?
Okay, here's the thing. Is most Floridians that would steer away from a DUI checkpoint are drinking. So it's got to be somewhere else.
There's the logic you
need.
See? Yeah, that's true.
See?
All right, anywhere else in the country.
Anywhere else in the country, in the world. All right, world, yeah. Jessica, what do you think?
I don't know. Dana, do you agree with his logic? Does that make sense? Or do you think someone in Florida is stupid enough to try to get away from a DUI?
I'm not going to say that they're... I'm not going that far. I was leaning towards anywhere else in the world. But I don't want to tie.
Roll the dice.
Don't tell us what to do.
What do you think?
I'm with you. You either win or you don't. Either first or you're last. I'm going with Florida.
Final answer?
Like it, Jessica.
Yeah, I'd rather lose than tie. I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
This took place in China.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know they had DUI checkpoints.
Yeah, right?
Well, now you do. So be careful if you're heading to China. The final score, Jason and Adam, 2. Jessica and Dana scored 1 on that one.
That's okay.
Yep. Hey, guys, thank you very much for playing Florida or anywhere else in the world. Have a great weekend.